Hey kid, welcome to the newest episode of the Wake Up Kid podcast. I hope everything in your world is going beautiful, wonderful, terrific. Things are going pretty good at my house, in my life, and thanks for asking. I know you were curious about that. This week we're talking about the answer to this question: what does it mean to believe in Christ? And we know already it means to trust Jesus Christ alone for salvation. We're going to hone in on what that word alone means today. But first, we have what I would describe as a horrible joke of the day. Hey, did you hear about the broken pencil? Never mind, it's pointless. Wake up, kid. Let's talk about something better than that joke. Let's talk about what it means to believe in Jesus. This week, we've been learning that believing in Jesus is trusting Jesus Christ alone for salvation. In other words, it's trusting Jesus and only Jesus to save you from the punishment you deserve for your sin and from being controlled by sin. Once I went on a cruise. Imagine it now. We're on this huge cruise ship with literally thousands of people on board. It's gigantic. This thing's like a city in the middle of the ocean. And we're floating along just fine. And we all trusted this cruise ship to keep us from sinking to the bottom of the ocean. But then something crazy happened. This gigantic wave, I'm not joking, it hit the side of this giant boat that I was on. It hit it so hard that we literally tilted a little bit. Actually, it felt like we tilted a lot. People were screaming, glasses were falling, water came down the elevator shaft. It was scary, but the boat straightened back up and it floated along just fine. The people who were running the boat told us everything was safe, and that happens sometimes, not often, but sometimes when you're on a cruise. So most of us still decided to trust the ship to keep us from sinking to the bottom of the ocean, but not all of us. There was this one lady I know. She decided that she didn't really trust that boat anymore. She went into the closet of her cabin and she got a life jacket. The whole rest of that night, she walked around on that giant cruise ship wearing this big orange life jacket. She didn't trust the ship anymore. She was now trusting the life jacket to keep her safe, not the ship. Do you see the difference? She didn't trust the ship anymore, so she put on a life jacket. That's what some people do with Jesus. They say they're trusting Jesus to rescue them and save them from their sin, but they also think they have to trust something or somebody else. Maybe they think they have to also tell a priest about all the bad things they've done, or they also have to wear a cross necklace, or maybe some people think they have to trust Jesus, but also go to church so that they can be rescued from their sins. Some people think they have to repeat a certain prayer that they've memorized, or wear the right clothes, or say the right things, but to truly be saved from your sin, you have to turn away from your sin and trust Jesus only to rescue you from your sin. In John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus himself says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." In other words, he's the only way. And to become a child of God, you have to turn away from your sin and trust Jesus only. Because if you're not trusting Jesus only, you're not really trusting Jesus. Just like my friend on the big cruise ship, she wasn't trusting the boat only, so she wasn't really trusting the boat. Now, this is important. It's good to do right things. People, especially children of God, we should pray. We should read our Bibles. We should go to church. We should follow all of God's instructions. But those things don't rescue you from sin. Jesus only can rescue you from sin.